Harriet Tubman, The Road to Freedom, by Catherine Clinton. During the years leading up to Harriet's escape into the North, the triangulated region covering southeastern Pennsylvania, most of Delaware, and northeastern Maryland contained the largest concentration of free blacks in the nation. By 1850, more free blacks resided in these three states than the number of free blacks in all other states combined. The Romanoff Sisters, The Lost Lives of the Daughters of Nicholas and Alexandra, by Helen Rappaport. In June, the staterooms located on the ground floor of the Alexander Palace were opened to the public after a careful inventory had been made of all their contents. People paid their 15 kopecks to enter and gawk, not at what they had anticipated would be the lavish style in which their former czar had lived, but rather in disbelief that such a homespun environment could have been the residence of the last czar of all the Russias. Isabella, the Warrior Queen, by Kirsten Downey. Throughout most of Spanish history, and particularly in the Middle Ages when bloodlines determined who would rule, the birth of a prince or princess in Castile was a cause for national jubilation. The child's arrival was breathlessly anticipated, and often intimately observed by the nation's highest-ranking families, who competed for the right to attend the delivery. Street festivals were orchestrated. Gifts were exchanged. The child's baptism was a particularly reverent celebration.